2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Tuesday, August 18th. Boy, the time is flying. And you're listening to Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City, already 88 degrees.
Looking good on the Valley freeways. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
Utah's 2020 school year.
Some teachers are resigning or taking a leave of absence during the pandemic, but timing is key. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains.
Some are upset over a fine given to some teachers who resigned this summer instead of going back to class during the pandemic. Granite District spokesman Ben Horsley says they have made exceptions to those deadlines and fines.
But the fact is, if you're coming in and resigning a month before the start of the school year, you're really putting our children in a really tight bind. They're expecting to come in and have a teacher, not a substitute.
He told the Dave Nijanovic Show the fine has been in teacher contracts around the state for decades. It's not new. Other school districts say they are seeing about the same number of resignations this year compared to last year before COVID, and it is a small number. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
School is back in session in the largest school district in the state. Students showed up to class in the Alpine District this morning. Spokeswoman Kimberly Bird says they are putting an emphasis on ventilating classrooms while kids go to recess, and when it's too hot outside, they have other options.
They want to distance kids within the hallways of the school, in the gymnasiums, in the media center. They will be very creative. Much like on very cold winter days, we'll do the same thing in helping protect our kids in these hot weather days as well.
There are 91 schools in the district, which spans northern Utah County. The district says all of their buildings do have air conditioning. Most of Utah is under an excessive heat warning through this evening. The heat warning in effect through tomorrow evening along the Wasatch Front. We will see temperatures over 100 today and tomorrow. That will make 12 days of triple degree temperatures this summer. Normally, northern Utah will only have 6 days at or above 100. How have our precautions against COVID-19 impacted other diseases that typically go through the spring and summer? KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson joins us live with more. Paul?
Maria, social distancing, masks, other COVID-19 precautions, they seem to be limiting the spread of other diseases as well. Officials from the Salt Lake County Health Department say respiratory illnesses like RSV and influenza have declined, although that could be seasonal. But department spokesperson Nicholas Rupp says foodborne illnesses are way down, and that's possibly because fewer of us are actually going out to restaurants right now.
We have a lot of foodborne illness that happens at home, but people don't tend to report that or go to the doctor about it. But when they think they get it from a restaurant, they tend to report it to us and, you know, we can track it.
Officials with the Utah County Health Department say they're bringing in 18 to 20 new contact tracers to help track the spread of COVID-19. They say their epidemiologists were so busy with contact tracing, they had to call in people from other departments to help. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this half hour from ABC News. President Trump is in Cedar Rapids, Iowa today, getting a look at the damage after the region witnessed a storm of hurricane-force winds last week.
My administration's already working with Iowa officials, some of whom are with us now, to provide aid and to assess the damage. Winds from 80 to 110 miles per hour.
The storm decimated farmlands and could require billions of dollars in disaster relief aid. Former President Jimmy Carter is making his first appearance at a presidential nominating convention in 8 years. Organizers of the Democratic National Convention announced today that the 95-year-old Carter and his wife, Rosalynn, would address attendees at the virtual gathering tonight. The 39th president did not attend the 2016 convention in Philadelphia. He did record a speech for the 2012 gathering, which was broadcast in prime time on that convention's second night. An Idaho hospital is reporting the state's first case of pediatric inflammatory illness associated with coronavirus. St. Luke's Regional Health System says a 7-year-old child with no known previous health conditions has been diagnosed with multisystem inflammatory syndrome. The child is in the pediatric intensive care unit in Boise. The illness is newly recognized and believed to be a delayed complication of a coronavirus infection. It often causes a fever, inflammation, and severe illness. A new federal study finds that minorities in Utah are being hit harder by COVID-19 outbreaks in the workplace than others. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik with the latest.
A scientific paper published by the CDC shows that almost three-quarters of infected workers have been Latinos or other minorities. Now, that's despite the fact that they account for only about a quarter of the employees in the impacted areas. The data, which was collected by the Utah Department of Health and local county health departments, looked at COVID-19 outbreaks in Utah between March 6 and June 5th. It notes that Latinos make up a large portion of the workforce at the JBS beef plant in Hiram, where an outbreak in late May sickened 385 workers. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, the Utah Jazz get their point guard back, kind of, and a look at your noontime drive.
Well, the orange barrels are going out on Highway 189 in Provo Canyon near Bridal Veil Falls. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
The excessive heat warning will go on for days.
Wasatch temperatures in the triple digits. No relief.
Listen for the updated forecast mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi, my name is Nina, and I day trade for a full-time income. Just like many of you, when I first heard about Try Day Trading, I had so many questions. What is day trading? Is it real? Is it something I could do with no financial background? And would I have time to do it with two little kids at home? Luckily, for only $10, I could try it, pain-free, test out their proven system, and see how trading could fit into my life. 3 years later, I can talk about how my husband was able to quit his job and how I can support my family working part-time hours from anywhere in the world. The best news is, you don't need to take my word for it. You can try this for yourself, and Try Day Trading will work one-on-one with you and answer all of your questions and show you how this works. For only $10 and 30 days, find out for yourself how Try Day Trading can change your life. Visit trydaytrading.com and register for a free online webinar today.
In Utah, we know the importance of family. Your family plays a critical role in slowing the spread of COVID-19. As we return to work, school, and other activities, we should wear a mask. It can help protect your family, keep local businesses open, and strengthen Utah's economy. Most importantly, if you feel sick, stay home and away from others. We'll all be here for you when you feel better. Learn more at inutah.org/healthy.
Leaky faucets, clogged drains. If the plumbing systems in your home aren't working properly, call ARS Rescue Router today. For a limited time, we'll take $99 off your plumbing or drain repair. With over 40 years of exceptional service, we'll keep your safety top of mind with our zero-contact service. Call us today to fix your home's plumbing problems and get $99 off. Call 801-803-5941 for details. ARS Rescue Router, making it work, making it right. License number 353-474-5501.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local stories, school is back in session in the largest school district in the state. And in the Alpine District, they are putting an emphasis today on ventilating the classrooms while the kids go to recess. KSL News Time is 1208. Utah Jazz are working on their game plan as they prepare to take on the Denver Nuggets in Game 2 of the playoffs. We also found out that point guard Mike Conley has returned to the NBA bubble in Orlando after leaving for the birth of his third child. It's unsure on when Conley will be cleared to play with the team as he goes through the COVID-19 protocols. The Jazz lost in overtime even after Donovan Mitchell set a team Jazz playoff scoring record of 57 points. BYU looks to have added another game to their football schedule this fall. KSLSports.com says BYU will travel to West Point to play the Army Black Knights on September 19th. BYU and Army have never met before on the gridiron, and Army will make a return trip to Provo in the future. Like BYU, Army is an FBS independent team who has been hit hard by scheduling changes due to leagues postponing or canceling their respective seasons. The president of the NFL's Tennessee Titans, along with the mayor of Nashville, Tennessee, held a news conference today to announce that fans will not be allowed to attend home games at least through August and September. The rule also applies to Nashville's Major League Soccer team.
Our current disease level requires our teams to begin their seasons without spectators. We may ease these restrictions based on improved COVID-19 numbers and the experiences of other NFL and MLS cities.
Nashville Mayor John Cooper says they can't risk holding a gathering right now that could turn into a super spreader event. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. And good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. Well, Valley Freeway traffic rolling along and in pretty good shape, despite still having the accident just clear from Far West on northbound I-15 in Weber County. Now, overall, for those who are traveling, whether it's I-15 or any of the other Valley Freeways, you're going to be in really good shape. But I do want to caution drivers who are going to be traveling Highway 189 in Provo Canyon. There will be construction work that's going to be taking place. It's going to be reduced to one lane in each direction. It's going to be just south of Bridal Veil Falls. It starts today at noon. That closure is going to be in place until August 21st at about 2 o'clock, so delays are very, very possible, so plan accordingly for your future drives through Provo Canyon. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the latest on this scorching hot weather.
Could be another record, 103 in sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Yeah, the word hot just doesn't do it any justice. We're talking 103 today, 101 tomorrow. Ooh. Right now, 90 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's new news, parents who are doing online learning for their children may find themselves, again, juggling school, homework. And experts say employers can help. We're going to find out with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. She's going to go in-depth on that at 12:15 right here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Richard Whipple Plumbing, my dad's one-truck plumbing company, was literally a kitchen table operation. He sat at the table eating, taking calls, and visiting with salespeople while we often sat nearby, listening and eating in our pajamas. He taught us be friendly, do the job right, and stand behind our work. Mom was the bookkeeper, and when the phone rang, any of his nine children could be answering. The phone was rotary, a party line, and there was no call waiting, voicemail, or answering machine. Things have updated in our call center and in so many other ways, but the core values taught remain. When you call Whipple Service Champions today, 24 hours a day, you'll get a live client care representative. No busy signal. You'll get technicians on call in every department, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. And we won't be in our pajamas. Call Whipple Service Champions, a friendly family business since 1947, 801-444-FAST. 444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
There are some strategies that can help you get more income from Social Security that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Did you catch that? There are some strategies that can help you get more income from Social Security that the Social Security Administration could never tell you. Learn what these strategies are in a free Social Security analysis from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, winner of Utah's Best of State Award for Retirement Planning. If you have not filed for your Social Security benefits and have saved more than $200,000, be one of the first 10 callers to schedule your free analysis now at 801-682-4448. Discover how you could get tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in additional Social Security income. 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
You hear that? It's your dishwasher that's covered by American Home Shield, which you've loaded perfectly, humming away as you kick back on the couch. A perfect harmony. Keep that everything in its place feeling with an American Home Shield plan. As a member, you'll have peace of mind knowing your budget is protected if that dishwasher stops humming like it should. An American Home Shield plan covers parts of up to 21 home appliances and systems when they wear out, no matter their age. If they can't fix your covered item, they'll replace it. For a free quote and $50 off any of their flexible plans, visit ahs.com/KSL. I'll say it again so you have time to write it down. Ready? It's ahs.com/KSL. Join American Home Shield today for $50 off any plan. Then, get back to the soothing sounds of your home and the confidence of coverage. Service fees, limitations, and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Stay up to date on all the day's latest news. All you need to do is text the word news to the Utah Community Credit Union text line at 57500. KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
It's not just COVID-19 that's slowing down from masks and social distancing. Health officials say foodborne illnesses have also dropped, likely because we're not going to restaurants as much. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Utah Jazz point guard Mike Conley back in Florida in the NBA bubble after the birth of his son. Conley will have to go through a COVID-19 protocol before being allowed to play with the team, and that could take several days. The Jazz face Denver in Game 2 tomorrow. Third is Look at Your Drive, and it's sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
Right now, we're enjoying a crash-free commute on the Valley freeways. That's pretty good, but we do have a crash on SR 193 in Davis County. This is at 3000 West in Syracuse. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Again, another sunny hot day at the 103. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Already 90 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Ahead of his two congressional hearings, the new Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy, now says he will suspend the cost-cutting measures that he put into place after he was appointed by the president until, he says, after the election. Meantime, the House coming back from recess to take up a vote.
House Democrats are pressing forward with their efforts to address the political firestorm over whether the U.S. Postal Service can manage an influx of mail-in ballots this November. After House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called House lawmakers back to Washington this week, a senior Democratic aide told ABC News that the House is expected to vote Saturday on a measure that will include $25 billion in new funding for the post office. The aide said that number was requested directly by the USPS Board of Governors, and the board is 100% Trump appointees. The bill would also seek to reverse operational changes made to the agency since January. Catherine Falders, ABC News, Washington.
Coronavirus cases still emerging in states. White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx in Kansas City, Missouri today says all Americans need to be on the same page to stop this virus.
It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican. You need to wear a mask and socially distance. You need to not have parties in your backyard and in your living room. And we need to stop the spread of this virus because we can.
In New York, a threat to an Orthodox Jewish day camp leads to an arrest.
An array of weapons spread before him. Nassau County Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder announced the arrest of Nicola Pella for making a terroristic threat against the Yeshiva Katana Children's Camp.
If I gotta go out there with a freaking machine gun and shoot all these people, I will.
Pella may have been upset the children were not wearing masks.
Yes, we are concerned about social distancing. Yes, we are concerned about the COVID virus. But we are more concerned about those threats that come every year against our children while they're in school.
Police recovered about a dozen guns. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Parents who are doing online-only learning for their children may find themselves again juggling school, homework, and work right now. Experts say employers can help. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
The key is to maintain compliance, be creative, and communicate. The Utah president of the Employers Council, Ryan Nelson, says with compliance, there are state and federal laws to follow, including new laws under the Families First Coronavirus Response Act about FMLA and emergency sick leave.
Their employers need to be aware of those laws and apply them when appropriate to provide the benefit to the employees.
Then there are the businesses' policies and procedures.
Companies have the ability to create a paid leave program or a flexible work arrangement with their employees or flexible schedules. There's a lot of options that a company can look at, be consistent, and of course follow federal and state law.
Nelson says the employer and employee should communicate often as circumstances change. Talk about responsibilities, deadlines, and objectives based on the business need.
I think employers could do a lot of good by helping their employees feel comfortable in sharing those concerns. Again, with the goal being of enabling the employee to perform the job, but also enabling the employee to be a mom or a dad.
And finally, Nelson says have flexibility where job functions allow.
In every situation where we're working with and helping manage an employee, again, the key for the employer is what are the essential functions this individual is performing? And when I have that identified, flexibility in how we accomplish that.
A holistic view of the employee's needs will make that employee more loyal, less stressed, and a better worker, and it'll pay off for the company. Reporting from home, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 12:19. Let's check your drive. Traffic and weather sponsored by Mountain America's Visa Double Rewards. Ricky Meese, what's happening?
We have a new accident. It's northbound on I-15 just before 7200 south in Midvale. It's getting moved over to the right shoulder out of traffic, and so far not really causing too much of a headache. So that's the good news. But if you're going to be traveling in Provo Canyon, just be aware that we have had construction barrels go out in place. Traffic will be reduced to one lane each direction, and it's going to be there for about a week. And this is as you're approaching and passing Bridal Veil Falls. So we're still in really good shape there. Overall, your Valley Freeway traffic looks pretty good, including I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join them each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking, weekly business talk geared toward elevating your financial future. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the latest on the 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
A lot of sunshine, 103 degrees for the high temperature, 101 tomorrow in sunshine, and 98 partly cloudy on Thursday. We'll get more clouds Friday, but it's still hot, 99. Sun comes back out for the weekend. It's still hot, 100 Saturday, around 100 Sunday, and sunshine, more cloud cover on Monday, 98. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Drink lots of water, wear good sunscreen if you're outdoors. Right now, 90 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Quick peek of the markets at this hour. The Dow has been in negative territory, but the other indices, they're in the green. We'll check your money news, get a complete update at 12:25. KSL News Time, 12:22.
There are exciting new research studies of depression funded by the National Institute of Mental Health at the University of Utah. These are studies to investigate new treatments to reduce depression and/or suicidal thoughts and behaviors in teens. These studies are for teens between 14 and 17. This study includes the possibility of free therapy and does not involve medication or changes in any other treatments. If you have a teenager between the ages of 14 and 17 who have had depression or suicidal thoughts and behaviors, your family may qualify to participate. Participants will be compensated. If you're interested, please call or text 385-313-0039. They can provide more information about the different components of the study. You and your teen may be asked to complete interviews, surveys, cognitive testing, or an MRI exam. You have the right to opt out of this study at any time. Again, please call or text 385-313-0039.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower." Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years, all in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
A vehicle is stolen once every 40 seconds in the United States. The cost adds up to over $6 billion a year. But there are steps you can take to help put the brakes on vehicle theft. Roll up the windows completely. Don't leave valuables in the car. Take the keys or the fob with you. Lock the doors. If you have information on vehicle theft, contact the NICB. Reach us at 1-800-TEL-NICB or visit www.nicb.org. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up in 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. He joins me now with a preview of the show. Good afternoon, Lee.
Hey, Maria. Happy Tuesday to you. So much to cover on the program today. As you know, a few districts and schools around the state started in-class instruction just yesterday. First day for many youngsters, and it was also for the first time in the careers of many, the very first time stepping into a classroom for certain teachers. They begin their careers in the midst of this pandemic era, and we will speak on her lunch break to one such teacher who today starts her second day. Very much looking forward to the experience of day one for her. Also, of course, we're going to be combing through what took place last night. I'd like to say an actual location, but no, it was due to the coronavirus. The DNC convention took place online. It was all piecemeal together via video files, and it was an interesting presentation. I have some strong feelings on that. And so you'll want to tune in, hear everything we have to say. Also, lastly, minks. You know, Maria, mink farming here in the state of Utah is big business. Mm-hmm. It's one of the focal points around the globe for the production of mink. And well, the news came last night. A few of them have contracted the coronavirus. But what I've also learned is it's not just these mink, but a handful of other animals, dogs and cats throughout Utah have contracted the virus. What's going on and how safe are we as we interact with our pets? We'll find that out on the program today.
All right. Thank you. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming up at 12:35. Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Long-term leases are falling out of favor, both with renters and landlords. The coronavirus pandemic has many renters still out of work or underemployed, and landlords are now willing to offer month-to-month agreements. KSL Drives, the shortage of ventilators during the coronavirus pandemic led General Motors to stop building cars and produce the breathing machines. Now GM is returning to the car business after producing 30,000 ventilators. A trading app used mostly by millennials is now worth more than MGM and Wynn. Robinhood announced it raised another $200 million in funding, pushing the startup company to a valuation of $11.2 billion. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by about 22 points, pretty flat today, sitting at 27,823. S&P 500 up by 10. The NASDAQ, it's up by 74 points. If you're looking for an unusual new home, here's a deal for you. In Missouri, there is a two-bedroom, two-bath home for sale for $350,000. It has an updated kitchen, hardwood floors, and 9 jail cells. The home was originally the Howard County Sheriff's House and the jail, which was built back in 1875. Not sure I could get into that.